I am Planta on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. Alex G. Sukumas joins me now. His is a very popular blog in this part of the world and beyond. He's the founder and co-founder of many successful business ventures, a longtime commentator and columnist in and on various media. His website is at alexgsukumas.com. His political experience is vast, and he also served as an aide and advisor to then-Premier Bill Vanderzem. He is a lifelong member of the Conservative Party of Canada and has served two terms on the board of Vancouver's Nonpartisan Association. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Alex Sukumas. Good morning, Mr. Sukumas.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yourself?
Good. Very well. Thank you.
Friday was Resignation Day. We had John Paul Stevens on the U.S. Supreme Court announce his intention to resign. Helena Gurgis, the embattled minister in Harper's government, and Kash Heed, the Solicitor General in Campbell's government here in B.C. Let's start with Helena Gurgis and Rahim Jaffer. What did you make of this whole spectacle that surrounded them for several weeks?
Well, I would have fired Helena Gurgis a long time ago if it was up to me. I have no clue what she was doing in cabinet to begin with. She's a lightweight. And anyone connected to Rahim Jaffer was always problematic for the Tories, including Jaffer himself. He's got no credibility. He had his assistant go on and on a radio talk show and pretend that he was Jaffer himself, and Jaffer, the way Jaffer operated in government wasn't a team player. It wasn't the best way to go about comporting oneself. And I think when he eventually started a relationship with Gurgis, it was the kiss of death for her political career. Anyway, he's not liked. He wasn't a particularly solid MP, and I think they could have gotten rid of her earlier. Her tantrum in Prince Edward Island was absolutely beyond the pale. I've been to Prince Edward Island many times. In fact, I've traveled to every single province in this country extensively, and this is a beautiful land, and Prince Edward Island is a wonderful province, for her to be making statements like that, it's just absolutely astounding. It just shows that she had a great sense of entitlement, and people like that, for me, just don't belong in government.
And Rahim Jaffer, let's not forget, lost his seat in Alberta to the NDP.
Yeah, I mean, how do you do that in Alberta?
So. Well, when you say that you would have fired her sooner, that sort of signals that perhaps the Harper PMO didn't deal with this situation correctly, did they?
No, I don't think they did. I think that waiting for some allegations to come forth from the RCMP that's just not enough. I mean, the second she did what she did in Prince Edward Island, she should have been gone. I mean, that's not the way to carry oneself as a minister, even a junior minister. But it's just, it was wrong, and I think people are looking for accountability in public servants, and they're looking for greater accountability in anyone that's in a public a position of public responsibility. Those of us in the media have a great responsibility to the public, and they are owed a greater, I guess, how can I put this? They expect us to not be flawless, because everyone has faults in their life, and everyone makes mistakes, but they expect a better standard. Everyone has breakdowns and their frailties and foibles are sometimes front and center, and that happens to all of us as human beings. But to be a member of the media is to have a responsibility to the public. To be a public servant, to be a member of cabinet, federal cabinet, and to do what she did so very publicly at an airport checkout is just absolutely, completely unacceptable, and the second that happened, she should have been tossed.
On your blog this weekend, you had a piece on the speculation over who our next Governor General will be. There was a story this weekend at the Toronto Star's website about Sam Sullivan possibly being a contender for that post, or former Mayor Sam Sullivan. Your sources say otherwise?
Yeah, he's not in. He's not even on the list. Sam's nut bar drug strategies and drug initiatives almost preclude him from those kinds of positions, and certainly that particular position. But you know, and the crack buying episode that was widely reported when he was running for mayor, that might be enough to get you to squeak by and win the mayoralty of Vancouver. But you know, when you're Governor General, you've got to have a pretty unblemished record when it comes to issues such as those. So, no, he's not on the list. In fact, the I would say the leader, leading favorite right now is Mary Simon, and I think that's probably in line with the Prime Minister's view of the North being more important. Or getting a greater role in the Harper agenda. So, yeah, Sam is not going to be the next Governor General. No question about that.
Cash Heed, I mentioned him earlier. This stuff surrounding his resignation from cabinet, it involves an Elections Act violation, or alleged Elections Act violation, and there's an investigation now by Elections BC and the RCMP. What's the worst that could happen here? Is this a by-election, possibly, in that riding?
Yeah, the actual fallout could be quite severe. He's at $63,000 in expenditures on his campaign. I believe the threshold is $70,000. The limit is $70,000. So,
yeah.
If any of these investigations and you know, secondary and tertiary and ancillary investigations bear fruit to the tune of 7,000 plus, and there's, you know, that can be shown that it's a missing amount, then Cash Heed has to resign as MLA. I believe he's not allowed to run again, and I expect in that kind of scenario the NDP will probably pick that seat.
But do you think, though, I mean, what do you hear about these election expenses?
Well, you know, I've said for a long time, and you know, the second you say it, people jump up and down and say you're racist. The Indo-Canadian community has a responsibility to themselves before they're responsible to any of the rest of us. I mean, Sukh Dhaliwal, writing a moronic letter on behalf of a guy who's a former gangbanger. Cash Heed and this latest episode. You know, other well-known Indo-Canadian politicians with their issues, you know, Mo Sahota. You know, it seems like Gujjal Dosanjh was the only guy who didn't have any kind of controversies. And you know, the whole issue over the way that Dave Bassi and Bobby Virk used to operate in the old days, and the accusations against them, not the criminal accusations, but the accusations against them of being ham-fisted. They, under the tutelage of former Liberal heavyweight Mark Marison, walked in when Paul Martin was gaining ground to become Prime Minister, and when the leadership, they walked in one night while Herb Dhaliwal's wife was dying, and picked that constituency for Ujjal Dosanjh. I mean, at some point, the Indo-Canadian community has to sit down and say to itself, look, why can't we use people like Dr. Baines, who's, you know, given millions in, to UBC and to elsewhere, and use them as examples? Why can't we use people like Avtar Baines, a famous realtor in downtown Vancouver who still works for Colliers? Why can't we show them up as examples? Herb Dhaliwal himself. You know, another good guy. I mean, they've got to sit down and say to themselves, "Look, the way that we're doing political business isn't working," and I think they need to clean that up.
The HST, are you against that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this campaign that Van der Zandt's on, and Van der Zandt and Thielman, I guess, is this going to work?
Well, if it does work, it'll be a huge coup for both Bill and for Bill and Bill.
Bill and Bill.
I know Thielman very well. We work together at 24 Hours, and he is quite tenacious. Of course, his impetus for doing this is because he wants the NDP to get elected. He makes no secrets, although sometimes he does try and be disingenuous about it and say that he's really not a strong, over-the-top NDP supporter, and he is. But I think his impetus for doing this is to try and, take a shot at the provincial government, and I think that's fine. And I think, Bill Van der Zandt, if you look back at what he was accused of and how many of the accusations and revelations were found to be untrue, I think this is his sort of swan song. It's his opportunity to go back and, in his mind, probably finish what he considered to be a premiership interrupted. And, it's not easy for them to do it, but I wish them luck. I'll certainly sign. I think the HST is a terrible, terrible thing to bring in at this point in time. I'm not sure I'd have so much of a huge argument with it if it was brought in during a better time, a better economy. But at this point, I think it's going to be devastating for some people, and I think it's just wrong. But this speaks, this speaks to the insanity of Gordon Campbell. He has very, very progressively become the worst premier in the history of this province. He's absolutely heartless and so bloody arrogant that I can't find the words to describe my disgust with him. He's one of the best mayors that Vancouver ever had, but between the time he left Vancouver and the time, today, he should be ashamed of himself. Something went wrong.
Now, another story that you've been talking a lot about on your blog is the city in has to do with municipal affairs. It's this electrician that was fired.
Right.
Ark Sisarev, is that how you pronounce the guy's name?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Why is this relevant? Why should we know about this?
Because the city's less safe. Vancouver is significantly less safe. A letter went from the Deborah Cahill, from the head of the executive director of the Electrical Contractors Association, to the mayor some two months ago. He hasn't answered it. Dozens upon dozens of letters from various contractors and electrical and life safety experts have gone to the mayor's office. None of them replied to. This guy was canned unceremoniously, frog marched right down the stairs of City Hall on January the 21st, told to get into his car and get off the property. I've been in senior management a number of different companies before, and I've owned businesses where we had to do that once or twice. That's an extreme in any kind of employment dismissal. And you just don't do that unless there's something that went really, really wrong. Well, then, some weeks later, after I've been, banging the drum on this story, it's revealed that they fired him without cause. Well, if he was fired without cause, why the hell did you frog march this guy like he was a common criminal right down the stairs and boot him off the property? And then force him on February the 12th, not even a month later, a few weeks later, to sign some letter saying that, he didn't know of any electrical anomalies at any of the Olympic venues. I mean, they were clearly butt covering. It's significant because through the Olympics, they accepted contractors' declarations rather than actual inspections by city electricians. And all of that's been revealed now, and they think they can just switch the page. Well, they can't turn the page. They can't switch the channel because I'm on it, and I've got more information coming from different people at City Hall who say that under the reign of terror of Dr. Penny Ballum, the hand-picked city manager, that morale is at an all-time low, that they're making broad-sweeping changes that are that are not in the best interest of the city. So, yeah, the firing of Ark Sisarev is emblematic of a greater problem, and the greater problem is that these guys, the Vision Vancouver, and specifically the mayor of Vancouver, Gregor Robertson, claimed that the reason that they were bringing in Penny Ballam is because Judy Rogers was, City Hall's version of Mommy Dearest. Well, Penny Ballam makes Judy Rogers look like, Little Red Riding Hood. So I have no idea what their thinking is. They brought Penny Ballam in on a no tender contract. They just hired her. There was no competition for the position, which is also offside. And ever since she's gotten there, she's just turned the entire city staff on its heads, and people are afraid to do their jobs. It's a very unhealthy environment, and the Ark Sisarev story was emblematic of that.
But at least we can have chickens in our backyard, though, right?
Yeah, Vancouver's in deep, deep trouble, and I will lay the blame at my doorstep first. I endorsed a good number of these Vision Vancouver characters, and I shouldn't have. They have, no one ever in the history of the city has sold greater political fraud than Vision Vancouver at the campaign level. They promised that they were going to do this and do that and end homelessness by a reasonable amount of time, and that they were going to fix the drug problem that's heavy in the streets, and that they were going to do all these wonderful things. They've done nothing. What they've done is they've pandered to their base. They don't care about you or me or anybody else in the city. All they care about is, cycling lanes that are now apparently affecting the underside of the Burrard Bridge, big, huge chunks of previous work, recent work in the last 3 years is now coming off because of the heavy load. They're worried about chickens and backyards. People are dying on the streets. They're dying on the streets. We've got a massive, massive drug problem on the downtown east side that has spread to everywhere else in the city and spreading to other cities as well. Where is their advocacy for abstinence-based drug treatment? Because that's what's worked more than anything else in the history of drug treatment. Never mind the horsemen are being shoveled by the self-named and self-proclaimed BC Centers for Excellence and all the other movie star doctors who want their names in some other study. I've interviewed over 200 addicts. I speak to the top addictionologists in this province, and not a single one of them agree with this harm, what I term harm seduction. The povertarians and grief pimps on the downtown east side are the only ones that are making money off this. There are people that are still dying on the downtown east side. It might not be today or tomorrow, but it's a nice, slow death, because they're filling their veins full of hell. But yeah, you can have your own eggs and your own chicken to lay those eggs in your backyard. I mean, Vision Vancouver should be just absolutely ashamed of themselves. These guys are about social change, and if you don't agree with that agenda, what they want to do is they want to hurt you. I think it's just plain wrong.
So for the next municipal election, who should we watch? Who should we look towards?
Well, it's funny you should, it's funny you should say that. I hope the NPA decide to do something. I hope that they get a good, I hope they get a good candidate up, but for now they're not doing much. From that perspective, it's a wait and see.
Yeah. On your website, you have this front and center video thing that you do. How often do you do that?
Yeah, I try and do that once a week. I will not be doing that this week or the next week, I don't think, because I've got some huge stories I'm going to be breaking beginning with today. But sorry about that. I don't know where my voice went. I did an interview with somebody else this morning as well, so maybe I've already talked too much.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do that once a week, and it's really a pleasure to do it because I get so much positive feedback from folks because they actually get to put a face to the words, and you can actually go back and see it again, and there's a real, it's a a more emotional connection with your reader, or your viewer in this case. So I think we'll be doing that. We'll try to do that at least once a week, but you can pick. I usually pick one of the topics I've written about and talk about that, or I do like a week in review. But I'll try to do that at least once a week.
It's compelling stuff to watch, and it's a great site to read. I appreciate your time today, Alex.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you very much, and I'm sorry about my voice near the end of the interview.
Well, no, not at all. The website for more is alexgsakumas.com. Alex Sakumas on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.